The sentencing of Chaudhry has put Alaskan corruption in the spotlight again. This Sunday, C-SPAN will air an hour-long interview with an Alaskan blogger who closely followed the Ted Stevens trial last November. Cliff Groh is an Anchorage attorney in private practice as part of the research for an upcoming book on Alaskan political corruption, tentatively called The Slippery Slope. Groh attended the entire 5 weeks of the Stevens trial in Washington, D.C. His daily blog was cited by C-SPAN founder and CEO Brian Lamb during an address to the USC School of Journalism. Lamb also had high praise for the work of the Anchorage Daily News and the Washington Post in following the first trial of a seated U.S. senator in a quarter century. Groh says he brought a lifetime's worth of perspective in Alaska politics to his coverage of Stevens' trial, and he was often alone among the national media in the way he characterized the senator.
Even before he got into the Congress, he was a big player in the development of Alaska statehood. But also, after he got into Congress in the United States Senate in 1968, he played a very substantial role in getting the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System and in federal fisheries legislation, and in something I've written a whole bunch about, the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, ANCSA, which created the regional and village corporations all around the state that have had such a big role in Alaska ever since 1971 when that law passed.
Groh says Senator Stevens violated the very disclosure laws he helped co-sponsor in the post-Watergate era in Washington. Groh doesn't offer a similar defense for the 9 other individuals who have been convicted so far in the corruption probe. The amount of money involved in the crimes was relatively small, while the oil taxation legislation they debated was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Groh remembers the statehood bonfires a few blocks from his childhood home on the Park Strip in Anchorage. He says he never could have conceived of 4 members of Alaska's relatively small legislature behind bars.
And this is a very different thing from the Alaska I grew up in as a boy in the 50s and 60s. There just was not that sort of widespread corruption that you'd find in places like Boston or Chicago or Philadelphia or New York the Alaska that I grew up in. And it's obviously changed a great deal.
Groh says the spirit of idealism of becoming a state and then making a state dominated early politics in Alaska. He worked for the legislature during the development of the North Slope and is considered an authority on the creation of the permanent fund. Groh says Alaska's shift in political focus is not hard to identify.
After about 40 years since the giant or super giant Prudhoe Bay oil field was discovered in the late 60s and the era of the big oil money that started shortly thereafter, it had both good and bad effects in Alaska, and one of the bad effects seems to be that at least for some of the individuals who got into public office, it had a corrosive effect in terms of the way they think about their goals and what they're even there in office for.
Groh flew to Washington for his C-SPAN interview from California, where he was visiting his son in school. The school, Groh says, is in the same neighborhood as the Santa Anita racetrack made famous by the rogue juror in the Stevens trial.